Blog Talk Radio.
Riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Everyone is doing fine this evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, 1 Timothy 5, 3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. Yes, God loves us, and He wants those to honor us. Well, tonight we're going to talk about why not bring others into the project. And the scripture is coming from Romans 12, 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Well, the word soberly means to be of sound mind, to be reasonable, to be balanced and level-headed in the way one thinks, to maintain a proper appraisal, measurement, value, or to think clearly about one's limitation. Well, this topic is really dealing with limitation, taking on projects. Why not bring others into your project? Well, I have a big project that I need you all to work with me with. But first, let me read some things. When a person is a brand new leader, he often mistakenly assumes that being a leader means that he has to do it all and know it all. As a result, he puts himself under unnecessary stress, trying to project himself as one who knows everything, his need to appear as an expert, or everything reveals as an immature understanding of what true leadership is all about. When a leader keeps everything in his own hands and doesn't allow anyone else to do anything, this leads to frustration for the team member working with him. It is especially frustrated when there are people surrounding a leader who knows the answer, who are experts in their field, and who really could help, but they have to silently sit by and just watch the leader struggle as he tries to be Mr. Super Leader, never asking his team for help. Well, tonight, I am considered a leader, and I am not going to be a super leader. I'm not going to think it because I need you to help me as a team. And as we go on, I'm going to let you know what I'm talking about. No one has the answers to everything. I don't. The smartest leaders in the world are those who realize both their gifts and their limitations. A leader is being wise when he recognizes his need for gifted talent, willingness, people to chip in and help him effectively do what he is called to do. And I am going to get to that. What I am called to do, and I need you as those people that was just saying about you are gifted and talented also, and you're going to be helping me, and I'm going to ask you to help me to accomplish that task need to be done. No one can do it all alone. I can't do it all alone. I need you, need your help as a team. If you will open your eyes and look around, you will find that God has graciously surrounded you with the very people you need. And I know I have those people around me that I need. They are just waiting for your invitation to help you nurture your God-given dream, vision, and project and bring them to fulfillment. I need you all to help me with that project and that fulfillment, that God-given dream that he's given me. In Romans 12:3, Paul spoke about our needs for others in our lives. Yes, we do need others. We can't always do things alone, especially big projects, such as the project that God has given me, and I need you to help me with that project. And Paul says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God's has dealt to every man the measure of faith." And I have faith that I am going to get that assistance that I need. If anyone could have thought highly of himself, it was Paul. The things that Paul did, and he was formerly a lawyer, a politician, and a Pharisee. But look what he did, and he did it gracefully. He was obedient and doing God's will. But guess what? He needed other people's help for him to accomplish those goals. And once again, the word soberly is to be of sound mind, to be reasonable, to be balanced, and level-headed in the way one thinks, to maintain proper appraisal, measurement, value, to think clearly about one's limitations. And tonight, I'm thinking very clearly about my limitations. We are not to pretend to be more than we are. Of course, you need to recognize your God's given talent ability and use them. But God wants you to develop your gift and your talent to become the best that you can be. And sometimes you need others and a team to help you accomplish those goals. But when you come to the edge of your limitation, realize that you are all right. You'll have the right to say this. This assignment is going to take a teamwork because I can't do it by myself. This is too much for me. Well, I know you guys have been wondering, what am I talking about? What type of project that I have that I need you all to help me with? Well, let me tell you what I'm talking about. Some some of you already know and maybe someone you don't know. I see some of the numbers out there, and I'm not sure if everyone knows about this project that God has given me, which he has included you to be a part of. That is your story. We have asked for a year, right, for a year, for your story to write this book. And we have done it for quite a while. This book cannot be written just with my story. It needs your story, too. I need a team to help me to complete this book. And this is a God-given dream that God has given me to fulfill, but he needs each and every one's story to make this happen. If you have not written your story and sent it to me as Sheila, God is telling you to help me with this fulfillment that he wants me to accomplish by taking time in the next 2 weeks, sitting down, putting a sentence, a paragraph, a page together, and get that story to us. It's so important that we accomplish the things that God has for us to do. This is not a solo. This is a group effort. If we put this book together on the stories that we have gone through, how God has gotten us through each and every day of our loss, if you have had a loss for more than 6 months, or a year, or 2 years, or more, think about how you got through those different moments and those days. Think about it. When you put your story on paper and someone pick up that book and said, this story sounds just like me. And she got through it for several years, and she still seemed to be going forward, trusting God, believing that each day that she'll get better and better and better each day. You will inspire someone else so much to know that, yes, there's someone out there feeling like I'm feeling, hurting like I'm hurting, grieving like I'm grieving. It will mean so much. I've been there. I've had many widows to come to me and talk with me and say, you understand how I feel. My family, my friends don't understand. They're always saying I should get over it, that it takes, in a couple of months you should be over it. Sometimes it takes years to get through it. But another widow that you can encourage to let them know that you can get through it. And it doesn't take, it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in days and months. Sometimes it takes years and years. So I want you to think about being a part of that team that God wants you to be on. And that team is getting this book written. I need your help. I can't do it all myself, and I can't think that I can do it all by myself. I'm going to need you as a team. God has assigned you. God has gifted his entire body with faith and spiritual gifts in us to write these stories and put it in the book form so we can encourage others. And it's so important that you give back. Just like someone or your friends and family have helped you along, give back. Learn how to give back, because it will also encourage you and make you feel better about yourself and getting through what you're going through. So this is the project that I'm talking about, the project that God has given me and Sheila. And Sheila needs your story so she can start working on editing it. So she and I are going to be calling you out there. I have the numbers. I see the numbers that are out there, and there's a few of you that have not given your story. We have offered to help you with your story. We are there to help you. Just give us a phone call or write us or whatever way that you want to get in touch with us. All you have to do is start writing little at a time. But now we need it in about 2 weeks. We want you to start working on it. If you don't finish it, we can help you finish it. But we need your support to making this God-given project, to make it happen, to bring it to an end, where we can give a book to every new widow that have had a loss. One of those stories in that book will encourage someone else. It might be your story. It might be mine. But just knowing that you're doing it for God. God has shown you in many ways by wrapping you with your friends around you, your church family around you, your friends, and even the Next Chapter Widows Ministry to help you and to comfort you and inspire you and encourage you that you can deal with this, you can get through it one day at a time. So your gift back to God is telling your story. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, and we can do this. Share your story, and you'll see the reward that you'll be given by your Heavenly Father. There are some things that I would like to read from my spiritual refreshment for women about your works. The desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. That's coming from Proverbs 13:4. God is pleased when you apply yourself diligently to the task he has given you. It may be pleasant work or may not. It's going to be hard writing story and talking about your spouse that you love so much. It may be pleasant and it may not. Whatever it is, see as a gift to your Heavenly Father for the day, for that day. Do it as if he was watching you every step, because he is. The sleep of a laborer is sweet. That's coming from Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, the 12th verse. God will not forget your deeds. He will be your companion day by day, and he will reward you one day in front of everyone. Labor on, child of God. Sleep well at night, knowing that God is pleased with you. Don't you want God to be pleased with you? Pleased with your work? So let's get ready and finish that story. My sisters out there, I'm going to be calling you when you get back to South Carolina. We're going to write that story, because you got a good story, and someone else needs to hear it. I got to finish mine too, but mine is almost written. It's written in my head. All I got to do is write it down. I'm just ready to roll it and get it started. We got to get this book done. So I just ask you to please be on this team to finish this project with me and Sheila. And I also like to say a prayer. Lord, give us the grace to recognize both our ability and our limitation. And my limitation, I can't do it alone. I need help from others. Help me to be unafraid to admit that I have overstepped my bounds and tried to tackle something bigger than my ability. Well, I have tried to tackle alone, but I know now I have a team that's going to help me complete it. Please enable us to finish this project and accomplish what you have given us to do. We know how much that it will encourage others that who have had losses as well, who is now grieving and need our support to help them through their moments of grieving. We know that you have given us the gift, and you will show us how we can complete this, because we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We just ask you, Lord, for us to be faithful and obedient and doing your will, not thinking about our feelings, but thinking about others. Help us, Lord, to do this, accomplish this goal. And by the end of the year, this book will be in a form of a book that we can give in our to each and all of our new widows that come and to be a part of our ministry. We just ask you to continue to walk with us and give us guidance and direction in getting this project done, because I myself cannot do it alone. I need that team that you will be giving me to help to accomplish that goal. And I thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy and how you continue to put things together. We must all be obedient and have faith in you and trust you as we continue to do your will. So, am I going to get a phone call this week? Am I going to get some letters in the mail with your final story? If you don't know about our story, give me a call at 770-981-9118. Call me, and I'll tell you about the story that you will love to write and be a part of our book that we will be putting together by the end of the year. But we first must get these stories in a few weeks, because we're going to be working on those stories, editing it this summer, so we can put it together and make it happen. We have a few more minutes. Does anyone have any questions or concerns on the air? You can always click on, hit the number one button, and you can be on the air. Sheila, I see that you are there tonight. Would you like to say something? Okay, I see I have a couple of lights coming on. Sheila, let me click you on first.
Hi, Mary.
Yes.
I just want to remind everybody that I am available to help them with their stories, and I also want to thank you for your diligence in this project. I think that when the book is finished and it's being distributed, it will be a blessing to not only widows everywhere, but to the widows in our group, to their families, because they would have seen the challenges that they have gone through, and to be able to see your story in print would certainly enlighten the hearts of everybody's family members who have been through some of that loss along with all the widows. So we want to make this a selfless project. It's not about me. It's not about the next chapter, but it's about the work that the Lord has sent for us to do. And we just want to be diligent and not procrastinate And it all, it, and of course, give me a call if you have any questions or you need me to help you get through the storybook. The facts you have to be able to put on paper, even if you just line them up one sentence at a time, it doesn't even have to be in paragraph form. So we just want you to get started on your stories. Mary has just done an exquisite job with the message tonight, and so we just want to keep you encouraged and want to let you know you're not in it alone. But the road that you've traveled so far, we want you to be able to share that because there are others that's going to be coming behind you who's going to need that support. So I just wanted to share that with everyone tonight.
All right. Thank you, Sheila. Does someone else seem to want to talk, too? I'm going to click you on. I'm not sure who you are, but you're welcome to speak. Hello?
This is Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Hi, I have a couple of questions. First of all, let me say thank you so much for the encouragement and inspiration, and I hope all the listeners will comply. I have a quick question. What kind of format would you like the story to be written in, and how many pages, and do you want the pages double space or single space?
Sheila, are you still on the air?
I am. I'm still here.
Okay, if you will answer that question for Martha, please.
The ideal format would be, yes, double-spaced. Don't worry about margins, but double-spaced. And if you can put it in a Word document and email it, that would be the absolutely best way to do it. In terms of the amount of words that needs to be told, we just want you to write the story as long or as short as this, but just keep in mind that your story is amongst other stories. So we don't want anything under 300-400 words. But everybody's story is different, and it's going to be edited to the amount of words that we need. But if you can do, at least 200 to 300 words, but you can certainly do more.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
Okay, we have 3 more minutes. Any other comments, questions, or? And thank you so much, Martha, for being on the air and also being encouraged to start this project with us.
You're welcome.
So if that's all we have, let me see what some announcements. This coming Saturday, we are having our monthly meeting at my home. That's March 17th from 9 to 11 a.m. We will be discussing our trip to the Holy Land. That's in Florida. We will be discussing when we'll be going, and also we will continue to discuss and talk about finishing our stories. And we're also thinking about going bowling on the 24th of this month. So we want to keep things interesting. We won't be able to do something every month because I know all of our schedules are so busy. I know mine is quite busy. So just knowing that this ministry loves to encourage and also fellowship, going out to different events, and I'm excited about this trip. We had a great time last year at Myrtle Beach. That was a wonderful first time. Long trip. We made some other short trips, but that was really a nice one. And we're looking forward to going to the Holy Land sometime this year. We're trying to make sure that we can get as many of you to be a part of that trip. And that's going to be the end of our show. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in each week from 11 to 11:30 p.m. each Tuesday, and I hope that you will have a blessed week, and just knowing that God loves you, and so do we. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Beautiful. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better.